M Studios brought to you by Old Mutual.
Hello, everybody, and a warm welcome to Nasty C's Zulu Man with Some Power podcast series brought to you by M Studios by Old Mutual. Right now, I am coming at you guys from M Studios in Newtown, which is an incredible world-class facility that was put together by the good people at Old Mutual. As you can see, they've got a dope stage behind me with incredible lighting and a full PA system. There's a recording studio, a boardroom, and so many other facilities that you guys can use if you want to take your career to the next level. For more information, make sure you check out this website that is strapped below. Since the very beginning of his career, Nasty C has been a big thinker. He's always tried to do things differently, and that's probably why he's advanced to the international level where he is today. So to celebrate the release of his third album, Zulu Man with Some Power, he has called upon some industry professionals to break down what really happens behind the scenes in the music industry. So whether you're an artist, whether you're a content creator, whether you're an aspiring music manager, there's so much cool information in this series that you definitely want to check out. And this week's episode, Nasty C and Gemini Major talk to Grammy Award-winning producers G-Cube and Beat Butcher. Now, for those of you who don't know, they have collectively produced for people like Eminem, Drake, DJ Khaled, Katy Perry. I mean, that is just to mention a few. In this episode, they talk about Nasty C's sound and how it compares to other US artists. Something you may want to look out for is why it is so important to stay focused and have a game plan if you really want to have an international career in music. The time is now. Let's go.
M Studios brought to you by Old Mutual.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Zulu Man with Some Power podcast. I'm the host today, and I got Butcher with me. I got G-Coop with me. I have Gemini Major with me. You know what I mean? These are the people I enjoy making music with, man. Me, Butch, and Coop got to do La Vida Loca in L.A., and that has to be one of my favorite studio sessions, actually, especially outside the country. Especially, you know what I mean? So I'm just going to chop it up about production and all that sorts of stuff. You know what I mean? Give you guys some gems.
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah.
Man, gents, so I'm going to let you guys introduce yourself, you know what I mean? Say where you're from, you know what I mean? Where you rep, where you stay at.
My name is Beat Butcher. I'm originally from London, by the way, the Netherlands. LA based, and I like long walks on the beach. And
yeah, Butcher man.
Yeah, what's up? I'm G Coop, Oakland, California. Born outside of Boston on the East Coast. Been in California for about 20 years.
Yeah.
And just out here in the studio right now. Got psyched to have made some magic with Nasty C on the album.
All right, so I guess generally the host will ask us this, but how did you guys find the session working with me in L.A.? One, bearing in mind that I'm an artist from Africa, so you don't really know what to expect. I'm sure you guys probably thought I was going to come with, like, Afro beats or something.
I've got to say, I kind of was a little bit familiar with some of your stuff.
Okay.
Like what?
I remember seeing the Breakfast Club thing that you did. So I kind of listened. I heard some of your stuff. I definitely was digging the stuff that I'd heard before. So, but it was just, you know, you never know when you get in sessions, like, what somebody's vibe is going to be. And I thought it was dope that you were super down to earth and, like, just, you know, it was a cool collaboration session, man. Because it was, you know, like, you never know what kind of vibes you're going to walk into. But it was dope. It was just love from the minute we connected or whatever.
Yeah,
I think it was relatively easy what we did, right? I mean,
yeah, it was easy.
I mean, I think that session was super fun too because, I mean, I know we all kind of came together and did something a little different. I think in that session too, because I think we all came with a bunch of material ready to go. I played some loops, and you kind of had picked one out that you liked, and I was like, "Well, Butch, why don't you go and add the drums to it?" And I put you on the spot a little bit, but we really kind of came together in a cool way, and I think we all had a lot of fun. And I know I got to play the ukulele on the record, which was so nice. Yes.
That shit was fire.
Or the live stuff in there, that was super fun. As far as you know, my familiarity with you, I had checked out your stuff before, so I knew like kind of what the sound was. I mean, you never know what's gonna happen when everybody comes together, if it's gonna be, you know, real different or creative or whatever, but I did, you know, do a little bit of my homework, and I knew what to expect as far as just what your catalog sounded like. And, you know, I think me and Butch both have the same representation, and I think that's who had set the session up through Def Jam.
Yeah.
And so I came down to LA pretty much strictly for that session. I kind of built a little bit of other sessions around it in my schedule, but the main reason that I came to LA on that trip was to do this session. And I think, wasn't that the week that Kobe died?
Yes, it was. It was like a couple days. It was like 2-3 days.
That was actually the last time that I've been in LA since this whole pandemic and everything.
Yeah.
And I was really hyped because I knew that when we did that song that it was something special, and I figured it was going to, you know, it was going to come out, and I knew everybody was pretty hyped about it.
Yeah.
I think what was crazy is, like you said, I can only speak for myself, but I definitely, like, I at first didn't see the vision when it came to when the modular loop that you came with, and then it's the minute that I heard like Nasty do like the kind of sing the hook, I was like, oh, wow. I just didn't see it coming at all, and I was like, woo, okay, right.
Yeah. I was super impressed with the vocals, and I mean, you're insanely talented, and like you just went in and did it like a super. I mean, I've been in a lot of sessions with a lot of people, and you know, I can say that you really came with it. Now, as soon as you went in the booth, I was like, oh, we got this.
I was actually about to ask you guys about that. Like, you know, obviously you've you've been in like a lot of studio sessions with like, you know, American artists, rappers and stuff. And when you get like an African guy, and I know most producers, most artists in America are going to expect, you know, like the African stuff. And when you heard him rap, like, you know, you heard him like he's coming the same raps. What were your expectations? I mean, were you like happy with the quality to say like, yo, he's just as good as any one of them? Did he meet your expectations?
Personally, I feel like it was more fluid than the majority of the sessions that I'm in.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, it's like what people say.
Yeah, me too.
We go into a lot of sessions and, you know, it takes people a minute to like kind of get an idea. But like, it feel like it was like the first loop that Coop even played.
Yeah.
And then, totally.
You know, it felt like maybe it was even like 15 minutes before like Nasty had the main kind of melody going on.
Yeah.
And I've got to say, like, the thing is, there's so many different directions that you can go in, and it's kind of like when it comes to, like, you know, somebody putting up a loop or whatever. So it was just dope to have, like, you knew what he was trying to do straight away, and it was okay, so that made my job easier when it came to... Both me and Coop usually are kind of the music guys in the session, so
yeah.
I kind of, the roles kind of, like, changed a little bit for myself. Like, I ended up doing drums on the joint. I'm not to say that I don't do drums on songs, but usually when people call me in, I'm like the music guy, the loop dude.
I think...
If my memory serves me correct, I knew what you were doing was hot, but I feel like you were kind of like not 100%.
Yeah, who, Butch? Butch, right?
I wasn't, no. I'm always a little bit, you know, I'm kind of like, especially when I've not really met people before, like, I get a little bit nervous, like, oh, am I going the right direction, you know what I'm saying?
I see.
But yeah, I mean, the vibe was super easy, like, Nasty, you picked up on it right away, and honestly, like, if your vibe wasn't so chilling, so cool, it wouldn't have come together so seamlessly. That's a big part of it, is that the artist is willing to try and willing to, like, go into it and just, you know, not hold back.
Yeah, it's dope, man. And I think the fact that, you know, you come from a production background too, right, Nasty, you feel like that kind of helped as well. You had your, like, yo, bro, what if you did this? And, like, we were kind of bouncing off the back of each other on like, the arrangement and that kind of stuff. And I thought that was dope, man, you know, because a lot of the time, like, I feel like the vision and bouncing off of each other is kind of like the biggest.
Yeah,
definitely.
I was just about to say, I think that nothing replaces that energy in studio. You know what I mean? Like that collective energy is something else.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, us being able to make the from scratch is just so much better than like the email, right? Because then it's not purely based on what we can do as individuals, but collectively, even just like our energy in the studio adds a lot to what comes up in the hook or what Coop plays or what you add. You know what I mean? Like based off what you feel like in the studio. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because music is like.
What do you how do you feel like LA influenced the sound of the song, or you know what I mean? Did just being in LA and being in the States change your approach or make you feel a certain way to make that record?
Oh yeah, it definitely did. It definitely did. The place I was staying at, the people I had met during that whole trip, just my whole vibe. I was in like, it's just like a weird little, I was in like vacay mode, but also like super, super grind mode. Do you know what I mean? Like it just felt like I was right where I needed to be at that time.
Yeah, from the inspiration to the work. Yeah. You get inspired, you work.
Exactly.
You get inspired,
exactly.
You work.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a really good place to be in.
Yeah, that definitely added a lot to it.
That was your first time in LA, right?
No. That was like my third time, I think.
Okay.
That wasn't your first time, was it? No, it wasn't.
No. I've been living here for like 2.5 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I know. Yeah, it was definitely an interesting week because it was Grammy week, right? I think.
Mm-hmm.
And how's the energy like in LA, like with the music and stuff, like in terms of.
You mean now through COVID, or do you mean just in general?
Just like in general, like you know, like the energy around the music, like you know, artists.
It's great.
Working.
It's great. I mean, you have a lot of people saying, you know, a lot of people's. You know, generalize and say that, you know, LA is kind of a bit fake and all this but I kind of feel like LA has a bit of anything for anybody, man, you know what I'm saying? So, and I think there's no better place in the world to meet that kind of creative musicians, really, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So, like, I love it out here, man, but I know it's not for everyone, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Personally, like, I live 5 hours away from LA and I try to go there as much as I can handle it because it's a different vibe for me. I couldn't live there, you know. But
why?
It's fun to visit. I don't know. When I go there, I stay until I'm burnt out, which happens pretty quick. I just know like the pace of it is kind of daunting to me, and it's like, oh, you got to go here and go to meet up with so and so, and go here and meet up with that person, and this person, and that person. And
so,
it's like,
so if you had to say,
the city is kind of so expansive that you could have to drive 40 minutes to an hour to get one place to the next place.
But if you had to on a music level, if you had to say like, obviously you've had you know a session with Nasty, then you definitely know his energy, his vibe. But personally, where do you think he'll be like, you know, he will shine more? Should he stay in Africa? Do you think he should be around LA? Do you think New York? Do you think Atlanta? Just like with sort of the energy that you picked up from him.
I think all of them, man. You know, I think that to be rounded and to like have a rich experience, you gotta
experience
all those areas. I mean, there, LA is a vibe. Atlanta is a vibe. The Bay Area is a vibe where I stay. I mean, that might bring a whole different vibe out of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think in terms of, you know, really there's no like boundaries. There's no boundaries. You could be anywhere. And especially with I think the music being in English it means that the market is relatively like
right, as far as the sound goes, there's no reason why you couldn't be in all these places.
Yeah, exactly.
You
know? Okay,
it's
and then
great sound fits in with everybody, I think.
When it comes to just like the music, right? Put aside the importance of making that connection and bridging that gap, right? Do you prefer being in studio with the artist and building it from scratch? Or is it better for you to make it in your natural habitat where you can go as crazy as you wanna and dress as comfortable as you wanna and go and just go wild? Is it better that way, like the email format? And you can take this one too, Jim. Which one works better for you, boys?
I personally like to do both because I know that in my own space, I will try things that I might not necessarily try in the room with the artist just because things that might be more time consuming or just, you know what I mean? Right. Like things where, personally, like I try a lot of stuff where I might even have to fail a few times to come upon something really special and different. So that's the luxury of not being around people when you do that is great.
Yeah.
But then there's something completely different that happens when you get in the room with the person and you can vibe off them and see what they're feeling and see what they're thinking.
I mean, my answer is pretty similar to that. I mean, I like to go. I do think that you get better songs if like being there in person, and you know. But so like, I like to do a bit of both. Like, I kind of like to be prepared to the sessions that I go to. I like to do a bit of homework at home and just like experiment, and then come with like starts of ideas a lot of the time when I go into sessions. And then I feel like vibing in the studio with artists is, you know, you're more likely to get something special when you're like bouncing off exactly each other. But of course, not everybody, to do that with everybody, because not everybody's got is like open energy wise, you know what I mean? So you
kind of
almost have to.
I think it's the same thing with me. It's like I like working on songs, not beats, you know. So I prefer being in the studio with you, you know, because for me to send beats, I feel like I might think that's what you want, that's what you like, you know. I don't want to like something for you, you know. I could be making something that I feel like this one is a hit, and I think I've learned that a lot more working with you, you know. It's like we've worked on a lot of stuff, some things that I'm making at home, and I think this is like fire, you know. But it's, and he hears it with a different ear. And then there's something, that an idea that's chilling there that I was making, that I didn't think that is fire, that I was probably not going to send. But in the studio, there's that energy that comes in, and I understand the picture, you know, and he sort of amplifies the picture that I had in mind. It was scrambled there, you know what I mean? Yeah. And it picks up and amplifies it to a certain level. Then I also pick up the same energy and I amplify it to a certain level, you know?
Studio's definitely better.
Studio definitely.
No, I was going to say, one thing that's interesting is that I think both me and Butch, one thing that's different about us is that a lot of times we create ideas to send to other producers. There might be another few people in the process on the way to the artist for us sometimes. So that's kind of a
difference. You guys must send ideas, man. Decide. You must send ideas.
Send some ideas, man.
You know what I mean? Rough sketches, whatever ideas that we have, and we'll do the same. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah. I'm with it for sure, man. 100%.
Oh, yeah.
I'm loving the stuff that you guys are doing together. I mean, I heard that there was even, because you did a tape of Ruffs and stuff recently, right? You dropped before the album.
Which one was that one?
With Who Kid. I forget what the tape was called, right?
Oh yeah, with Who Kid. The one with the animation.
Yeah, there was some gems on that. I was like, Jesus,
appreciate you're
putting this on the album? What? The album must be super hard.
Appreciate it, man. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate it. Hey, look, gents, I appreciate you guys, man. I appreciate you for not only your inputs on the album, but also just taking this time to converse with me and checking out my music even prior to us meeting. You know what I mean? That evidently has gone a long way. You know what I mean? That's one of my favorite songs on the album. That's one of my fans' favorites also. So I appreciate you guys. You know what I mean? I'm always tap in every time I'm in L.A. And yeah, salute, bro.
What was your vibe with like some of the featured artists that you brought onto the album? Like what were some of your favorite collaborations with other artists on the record?
It's crazy because out of all five, Teleman and Rolene, I work with them all the time. So we did that here at home. But when it comes to like Lil Keed, Got It, and Ari, I never even got the chance to meet them. Some of the songs I made in LA, and I never really got to do a proper session with that artist. And it was like an email thing. Like they found out about me after I was already gone, and then I just had to do a quick dig in the bag and just like send them something. Do you know what I mean? But it was dope though. It was dope, man.
I see you had a few American producers and stuff on there too.
Yeah.
Did you do sessions with the majority of those producers as well? Or?
Not even. See, a lot of them would stop by, play some beats. I'll pick like five and then they'll dip and then the next guy come in, and then that's just how it goes with a lot of them. In that trip in L.A., the only two, I think it was you guys, that was that one session, we did that together, and there was one more, I keep forgetting who it was. I think there was one more where we did the whole song and we finished it. I just can't remember who it is, but the song didn't even make it on the album, so it was like, the vibe wasn't the same, you know what I mean? Like, there was a little bit of like...
I feel even more privileged because of that.
Well, you know, I want to say like that a lot of times when you do sessions with an artist, you don't always see them make the whole song in the session, and you cut the whole song in the session, the verses and the hook, everything.
Yeah.
So you know, that was super impressive, and that was like,
and that was off of the vibe. That doesn't happen all the time either. That was just off of the vibe at the time.
Yeah, and the energy's up there. Yeah.
I ended up getting drunk. In case you guys didn't notice, I know Butcher was drunk as.
Yeah,
we were going in on the Henny, bro. Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah, that was a vibe, bro.
It's possible, baby.
Yeah, that was a serious vibe, dog. Swear to God.
Well, you still pulled it together, and you know what I'm saying. You got the whole song done in that one night.
Hey, man, I appreciate you. I appreciate you boys, man. You guys have a good one.
Yeah,
sure. I'm the Tap In. We definitely need to do something. Like my boy Jim said, you guys send us ideas. And by the way, this is a link that needs to happen. Gemini is also like, yeah, I've been working with him for like 5-6 years. You know, he's like my brother. He's my right-hand man. So
if you got Nasty, you got my number, right? So
pass
my email on too. You know?
For sure.
Man. Let's stay in touch, man.
Yeah, man. So that was my boy Butcher and G Coop. I actually met them for the first time in LA that trip when we made that song. And they've just always been good dudes, you know what I mean? Good energy, good vibes, positive dudes, genuine people, no egos, you know what I mean? So shout out to them. Salute. Carrying this off with Gemini Major, you know what I mean? Yeah. My right hand man right here, bro. Like,
yeah.
Been working together forever since Durban days, you know what I mean? Five years ago.
You know, I'm looking at everything. Like, you know, I'm looking at Big Sean. You know, Tina, I'm looking at the album, bro. There's like T.I. there, like, you know. Bro, I'm looking at this video, like, you know, everything, bro. I'm like, yeah, we used to talk about this shit. Like, and you know, it sounded like a dream because we were, I mean, at that stage of a life that we were at, just to be a celebrity in South Africa was also a big dream.
In Durban, like a full-on celebrity in Durban. We weren't even celebrities in Durban.
That was also, a dream, man. And it ripped me up. Like, you know what I mean? I was like, yo, man, like, but that's really dope, man.
Yeah.
But it's also not shocking. You've been working. You work so hard. You
manifested this thing,
though. Yeah, definitely.
I guess, again, I'm gonna step out of this to be the host now. Would ask. so what's it been like working with me all these years? You know what I mean? If you had to describe it, you know what I mean? I know sessions are very different. Sometimes it takes a while to get an idea.
Yeah.
Not even just with me, like with all the sessions you do with every artist. Some artists may take a little longer than some.
Yeah.
Some might be right now. Some might just not like wanna hear your opinion on things. You know what I mean? Like it takes for it to be a collaborative effort, though. You know what I mean? To make something special.
Like, honestly, like, you know, like, I guess when, we've been doing it over years, you know, and it's been changing. Like, you know, the way of working has been changing. Like, for me now, it's like I'm always looking for a chance to learn something new, you know, to find something new. Like, you get what I'm trying to say? Because you are the type of artist that can finish a song in 30 minutes, in an hour. As you see those guys you're talking about, you just say, I'm super impressed. They're in the States. They work with a lot of people, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like you're one of the artists that can finish a song like now. Now, with that being said, there's also a possibility of making like a 1,000 useless songs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For me, I always look for that itch to look for something new, like, you know what I mean? Something that's gonna like be special, like, you know what I mean? So. There's not so many artists like that can challenge you. You know, you play something that you feel like is totally different from what you've been doing and they're not going to get the picture and it becomes a waste, you know. So for me, like every time I get in the studio with you, it's like I'm always trying to find that thing that could become a new sign, that could make me also, like, you know, a really dope producer.
I think that's just something that we've been doing, even though it's like unspoken. I think at some point though, we did say, yo, like, let's try and do something out of the box. I mean, that's what we've always done anyways. Exactly. Like every time I came to you, I always said, give me weird beats. That's what I've always said to you.
Yeah.
But like, as we really started working closely together, I think me and you kind of figured out that, okay, cool. There's no point in making something that sounds like what we've already made before.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's why. I think no other studio sessions that I do with any other producer comes close to what we do together, because it's like, when we start a beat from scratch, there's no telling what that will sound like.
You know what I mean? Both of us don't know where this is going, but like,
it's like, you press a button by mistake and it's like, oh,
what was that?
And then we keep building it and keep finding
new ideas. And you know, if we keep that energy, I'm sure eventually we're gonna create a new genre.
I'm telling you, dog. I'm telling you, bro.
Straight up.
I'm telling you, because remember when we made I know Mark started it and then you kind of built on it a bit more, and then I just came in with the vocals. Actually, I don't think I actually touched that beat. They don't.
Yeah,
it was. What genre is that?
Yeah, so
you know what I mean.
It started with a trap beat that Mark was making.
Trap.
It was trap. Cause remember the name of the beat was called Trap.
Oh.
Yeah, so it started like the way Mark was making the beat. and it was like trap. And I don't know what we were doing. We paced up the drum line. Then it started sounding like, you know,
like a bounce.
Go, 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 go. Then I started playing with some chords besides the drum line, before the drum line, like, you know, because I had switched off the drum line. Then I started something else and I started playing with the chords. Then you're like, yo, those chords sound really dope. Then
started to come together.
Yeah, then I the pattern that Mark was making, I brought it back and when we played there, that's when the whole thing started.
Yeah.
And started some sour, sad-y stuff. And you started humming some sad stuff. And that's when I got the direction. And we
I remember that was the whole direction. Sad.
Definitely.
Sad was the direction. That, like,
I think one of my favorite has to be like Deep Pockets. It's like,
how many times did that song change?
Bro? Like,
I remember that was like one of the most fucked up orders we've ever done. Like, when it comes to making a beat, like, we start here, jump all the way to the end,
like,
of the song.
You know what I mean? It's like, dude,
I remember I did the last part before I even did the verse.
Boom, that's exactly how the beat started. Yeah. But the song, the completion of it started with the
end part. Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, then the middle part became, then went back.
We even tried to bring the hype. We even tried to bring that part back.
Yeah, back. Then it didn't work.
It just didn't work.
Then it's like, yo, then it became like just short and sweet. And it's like, for me, musically, that's what I always like to hear.
It's almost like the energy was so perfect. Anything we touched on the side, like in the crates, it just matched. Remember when you picked that beatbox?
Yeah,
it just
everything
like glue, kind of, like it just went
like,
yeah.
Even
and
that
it was just
that perk there, that like, you know, it's like very weird stuff, but it's like, you know,
it
the
worked.
Signal, yeah, it's the energy, you see the vibrations, like, you know, when they're moving like that, like you touch this, and as soon as you pick it up, it's in the signal, it's like, you know, it gets really
that's
crazy.
Energy.
And like when I'm hearing music like that, for me, it's like, I want, it's very, for me, you can't hear it like elsewhere, you understand? You can compare it to any other song, you can put it next
that's
to this
it
one to say, it's like, yo, it's like this one. No, it's like, it makes it so special, you know what I mean? And I think that's that itch that I was talking about, you know?
That's it, then.
Yeah,
that's get to it, scratch
it,
that
like,
itch.
Yeah, it's like,
scratch your itch with Deep Pockets.
It, you know,
that sounds like a big song. Scratch your creative itch.
Scratch your creative
with Deep
itch.
Pockets.
You feel me?
Hey, man. Bro, shit, I never really get the chance to say this. We always just like on some clown shit. We never really get to talk about serious shit. Except when we're at Sumo drunk as shit. But,
yeah, actually, but, yeah, the conversation only come up when we're drunk.
When we're drunk as shit. And it's loud as shit. Dog, but I'm saying you've helped me grow as an artist too, you know. Just seeing somebody that thinks as crazy as I do and that will meet me halfway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it would be different if we were both just artists and we thought crazy. We would still need someone to fill in that other, you know what I mean? And you come with that too. So it's like it just makes everything perfect, man.
Yeah.
And we've been doing this for the cause, and we've always had this big dream since way, way, way back then. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's good to see that you haven't changed. You haven't slowed down for shit. As the blessings fall on you, you just keep rising and rising and rising and looking for more. You know what I mean? And that's special. You're definitely one of the people I value a lot when it comes to my music shit. Not even just that, as a brother too, but on the music shit, like who I am today, you're definitely one of the pillars that makes sure that I still come out with some fresh shit that people haven't heard before. You know what I mean? So, to many more, man.
I hope you enjoyed that episode of Zulu Man with Some Power podcast series brought to you by M Studios by Old Mutual. If you want to find out more information about the facilities and resources that they offer or revisit some of their masterclasses, the time is now to visit mstudios.co.za.
Music has changed. How it makes us feel never will. The time is now to visit mstudios.co.za.